and trap. I did a little trap. I did shoot one session of trap. Again, I just go to Long Island 3 days a week too, so it's kind of hard to be. It's just, and they do it Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it's not conducive for my schedule. It's okay.
That's good.
If I can get things to settle down.
Here, call to order, the Zoning Board of Appeals, Montville, November 6th, 6 p.m. Could we all please stand for the pledge?
To the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have a roll call, please.
Board Member McNeil.
Present.
Board Member Barlow.
Here.
Board Member Plankus.
Here.
Board Member Soka.
Here.
And alternate line board.
Here.
There's also one member that you didn't call that's absent. Lisa, did she mention Lisa's name?
Lisa Mathay.
Yeah, she's not here. She's absent. Okay. There's one member missing, Art Montorsi will be seated as a full member tonight. Okay, I've read them. Has everybody read the minutes? And if they have, do they have any changes, recommendations? You guys good with it?
I'm good so far.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Pardon me?
Point of order. Are we going to... did we figure out what, since the last meeting, we haven't had a meeting since the initial situation with Art as potential.
Yeah, that'll be coming later.
Oh, okay. That's old business?
Yeah, that's not, well, we're not doing that right now. We're going to get to that, right? He's not seated, so we're going to overcome that for sure. Did you go over the minutes? Are you good with them?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion made and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. It says none, but five on this agenda is executive session. So I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session for about 10 minutes with the new members just to go over some procedures. Can I get a second on that?
Second.
Motion made and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. We're going to go into the office.
How we doing?
Hi, lady.
Okay.
We're back. Okay. Next on the agenda is public hearing. Public hearing ZBA. ZBA 1-12. What are you doing?
Didn't I just say that?
Okay. I was just corrected. I'm supposed to tell you that we're back from executive session. Okay. Nobody saw us, and no votes were taken. Okay. Starting over. Public hearing, ZBA 24, ZBA 1-12, Blaze Road, parcel ID 047-013-000, Uncasville, Connecticut. The owner and applicant is Pamela J. Tracy for a variance of zoning regulations section 8.4, minimum lot size, to reduce the existing lot by 11,235 square feet to be conveyed to owner of 4 Blaze Road, parcel ID 047-012-000. Now, at this point in time, I'd like to have the staff report.
No.
Didn't I just say that? I opened public hearing. That's how I started off. The public hearing is open. That's how I started it off. We're a little rusty. It's been a year.
You're supposed to make a motion.
Motion.
I make a motion to open the public hearing. I don't remember doing that before, but is there a second?
Second.
Okay. So go ahead. Now it's time for the staff report.
Located at 12 Blaze Road by 11,200. option that the area plan directly to the rear of the single-family residence located at 4 Blaze Road was part of that said property. A title search conducted in conjunction with a recent sale of the property at 4 Blaze Road evidenced the fact that the sellers of the property did not own a substantial portion of the rear yard of the property which they had occupied by, which had been occupied by the owners of 4 Blaze Road for many, many years. Each of these parcels are non-conforming, and any said reduction or addition of 11,235 square feet will not make either property conforming. In fact, 12 Blaze Road is currently 36,015 square feet, and with the reduction of 11,235 square feet, would make a new lot size of 24,780 square feet, hence making this lot more non-conforming. 4 Blaze Road is currently 13,127 square feet, and with the addition of the 11,235 square feet, would make a new lot size of 24,362 square feet, hence making this lot less non-conforming. Research conducted of these lots shows the original subdivision map filed on the Montville Land Records in 1956 was for 25 lots. And it's map 137A, which is part of your packet. In 1958, the subdivision was reconfigured and a plan of building lots was recorded indicating a total of 18 lots, which is map 172B, which is also part of your packet. On map 172B, lot 17 is now known as 4 Blaze Road, and lots 15, 16, and 18 are now known as 12 Blaze Road. Further research of the Montville Land Records showed that the three lots are described as individual tracts on all recorded deeds, including a warranty deed for Amy N. Blaze and Ida Blaze to Constance Adams, dated February 15, 1958, recorded in volume 64, page 30, to the most current quitclaim deed from Donald F. Fusconi to Pamela J. Tracy, formerly known as Pamela J. Fusconi, dated March 14, 2014, and recorded in volume 593, page 1011 and 1012. One of the town's land use attorneys suggested that the applicant should perhaps consider whether a variance might also or instead be required under Montville Zoning Regulations Section 4.9.5, or whether per Section 4.9.5, the three parcels that comprise 12 Blaze Road are technically separate lots, and if they are, whether any variance is needed to adjust the boundary as is proposed with this application. The applicant states the unusual hardship or exceptional difficulties existing with regard to this property is as follows. The property known as 4 Blaze Road, owner of record Cindy Friedman, has occupied that parcel shown and designated as, quote, area to be conveyed from Pamela J. Tracy to Cindy Friedman and become part of number 4 Blaze Road, the area of 11,235 square feet on a plan submitted herewith for in excess of 40 years and is geographically located in an area which would logically be assumed to be a portion of 4 Blaze Road based both on occupation and the geographical context of Fitchill Road at its intersection with Blaze Road. And on behalf of the applicant, Phil McCoy is here.
Could you repeat that? I didn't hear that.
If she hasn't already confused you, I'm going to do it all along.
You know, Bill, you got to tell your name and whatever. You got to state your name and who you.
I was introduced as Bill McCoy. I'm attorney William McCoy. Office address is 736 Norwich, New London Road. Let's go for that.
Thank you.
Put this in some context.
comprised of three lots for 12 Blaze Road. This, four Blaze Road is a single lot here. This subdivision goes back to 1956.
Two of the lots take up the house and septic system for 12 Blaze Road. What's happened recently is the new owner of 4 Blaze Road discovered that what has been used is their backyard, and what is the third lot in the 12 Blaze Road area is not theirs. So in an effort to resolve an obvious problem and create a more non-conforming lot here, while at the same time reducing the area of the two lots that are going to comprise 12 Blaze Road, this shaded area is going to be conveyed to 4, making the two lots relatively the same size, approximately 0.54 and 5.2 acres, as opposed to this one was substantially less than that, and this was more. To put it in further context, all of the lots that have been built upon in the Blaze Road subdivision, all the other lots are comprised as 0.32 or a third of an acre. So that what you're going to have at the end of this process is 12 and 4 Blaze Road, while they are going to both continue to be pre-existing non-conforming lots, are still going to be larger than all of the other lots in the subdivision when all is said and done. The hardship, if you will, is that while we are reducing the size of a pre-existing non-conforming lot, trade-off is you're creating a less non-conforming lot next door. And the overall plan with respect to the entire subdivision is you're still going to have lots that are not only consistent with but are larger than what exists in the neighborhood already. The alternative, I suppose, is these parties can litigate who owns this property and end up at the same point. But it just seems sensible, and we're requesting a variance, which allows for the conveyance of this third lot, which had previously been part of and is labeled 12 Blaze Road, becomes now a portion of 4 Blaze Road. We are not aware of any opposition to this variance. It is really a practical solution to the problem that's existed for probably 40 years. Happy to take any questions. I do know that my partner Harry Howard has had discussions with Mike Carey from Sussman Shapiro, who was consulted by the town. I think in general terms they agree. The one area that Mr. Carey brings up is whether or not 4.9.5 is implicated in this. Our position is that it is not, that this is not a change of use. It's not a creation of an increase in the non-conforming lot other than to trade off a non-conforming with a conforming.
I have a couple questions. I have a couple questions. You started out by pointing out lot 13 and 12, and you pointed to the septic system. The septic system is actually behind the existing residence. What you pointed to was a code-compliant reserve area, which I'm sure that the health district wanted that to be proved for, that was part of their approval process. I point that out because this used to be two lots. Were they joined at some point, and now this whole parcel, is it truly one lot now?
Yes.
Okay, so it is one parcel. So it's not like these two parcels could still be subdivided.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. Because your on-site septic is located on the second of the two parcels.
No, that's incorrect. That's just the testing area, is it not?
I apologize. You are right about that. Yes.
Yeah, they're just showing where the reserve would go if the, yeah, the primary should fail.
Right, but the intent is that this will continue to be.
I understand. I was just trying to find out if there was a potential second lot there. That's and because I know the septic does not exist there, but it showed that's where the potential secondary backup is.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
So the person that has been living in this house sold it to Ms. Friedman, or has Ms. Friedman been there for X number of years?
Yeah, our information is that use by the predecessor to Friedman and before them even, it was approximately 40 years.
So what escapes me is there's a part of the law that says they maintain a said partial property for a certain length of time, that they can kind of claim it for their own.
Under the law, there is the potential for it becoming a prescriptive easement or ownership by adverse possession. What that use is. Again, what would have to happen is that owner would have to establish not only that length of time, but that it's continuous and unimpeded. And I don't know where that would play out, to be honest.
You know what the septic system, just out of curiosity, for 12 Blaze Road is? It's not on the plan. I was just curious.
No, I don't know. I know that there was a closed area, but I don't know.
Well, I'll bet you it's in that shaded area.
As in the area to be conveyed?
Similar to the house alongside of it, yeah. It's right behind it. So, but... the result's the same, and it's a little cleaner by doing it this way, especially if both parties,
right,
you know, rather than litigate and, you know, it gets to a better, I think, solution.
In addition, the lots end up looking like normal lots as well. I mean, and that creates a continuity within the subdivision as well. Yes.
Do they know what the septic system is for 4 Blaze?
I don't think that was identified. My expectation is that it's forward in the lot, but I don't know that.
The reason why it wasn't identified was because the health department already knew the boundaries of this particular parcel. This other parcel, when they were making it smaller, they needed to prove that they could have the secondary or the reserve system fit on the lot. They didn't have to make the primary lot. They didn't have to determine that because it was increasing in size. So they didn't have to do the research to find out where it was.
Yeah.
But I would suspect it's in the back. I built the house. My father and I built both of these houses.
You may very well be right.
And I think back then,
that's why.
I think they assumed it was, you know, I don't know what they did. This was in 1980. I was 10 then. But anyway, I'm sure it's out the back. It's probably underneath that shaded area, but as you can see where the well is, it could be to the upland of the house, but typically it goes with the grade. So.
And if that is the case, that's probably another argument for why the variance should be granted as well.
Yeah, and you know, all day long, that would be a hardship.
Yes.
So it shows two sheds, old shed, new shed. Who owns those two sheds?
The old shed here, those are on the 4 Blaze Road property, as well as the
okay.
Martin shed.
Why?
They're not impacted by this variance.
Stace, is this variance required to be placarded for the neighbors?
That's your
this request?
No, it's noticed in the paper.
Noticed in the paper, so...
Twice the butter
so there is notice to the neighbors.
And the butters were notified.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, they were. Okay.
Yeah, in your package should be our mailings to the butters.
I didn't see it. That's why. Well, as long as you say it is, that's perfectly fine.
I have a copy of these. That was mailed in.
Just a block square.
The second page of the application.
The what?
The second page of the application is the
Right, I see that. What, does it say that these owners were notified or?
Perfectly done.
I have copies of
So they got mailings?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Thank you.
Back in the good old days, we did those by certified mail. We don't do that anymore. We just do a mailing.
Does anybody else have, at this time, have any questions for the applicant?
My compliments, that's all. I think it's very good.
Thank you. You can pass that on to Harry Keller. I'm just here.
Okay.
All right. I guess we're good for now. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone else who'd like to speak in favor? One more time. Is there anyone who'd like to speak in favor of this application? Hearing none. Is there anyone who'd like to speak in opposition of this application? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition of this application? Last call. Anyone in opposition of this application that would like to be heard? Hearing none. I guess I'm going to ask the members if you have any further questions for the applicant or staff on this application.
Nope.
None.
Do you feel like we have enough information to close this public hearing?
Yes.
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 Make a motion?
If you've got the application number in front of you, you can make an you can make a motion.
Application number.
It's 24ZB-1-12.
I'll pass on that one then.
I make a motion to close 24 ZBA 12 Blaze Road, parcel ID 047-013-000, Uncasville, Connecticut. There's been a motion to close the hearing. Is this there a second?
I second it.
Motion made and second. Any discussion?
We're going to close it without a vote.
We don't have to have a vote. This is just a roll call vote. This is not approval. We're just closing the public hearing.
Okay.
Just basically all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? So moved. All right. Then we're going to go directly into the discussion on this application. 24ZBA-1, 12 Blaze Road, parcel ID 047-013-000, Uncasville, Connecticut. Owner applicant Pamela J. Tracy for a variance of zoning regulation 8.4, minimum lot size to reduce the existing lot by 11,235 square feet to be conveyed to the owner of 4 Blaze Road, parcel ID 047-012-000. And I'm going to start, I'm going to make a motion, and then we'll have a discussion on the motion. I'm going to make a motion to approve a variance of section 8.4 of the Montville zoning regulations pertaining to minimum lot size for the reduction of 11,235 square feet from 12 Blaze Road to be added to 4 Blaze Road. I make a motion minimum lot size as requested in application 24ZBA, including supporting documents and as shown on plan entitled Property Survey prepared for Pamela J. Tracy, 12 Blaze Road and Fitchhill Road, Montville, Connecticut, dated July 18th, 2023, revised October 20th, 2024, as follows: an 11,000 square foot reduction of lot size of 12 Blaze Road, parcel ID 047-013-000, to be conveyed to property located at 4 Blaze Road. The findings for granting of this variance are the unique conditions and circumstances associated with the request are not the result of actions of the applicant taken subsequent to the adoption of the Montville zoning regulations, and the variance would be in harmony with the general intent and purpose of the Montville zoning regulations and would conserve public health, safety, convenience, welfare, and property values, and the exceptional difficulty or unusual hardship on which the decision is based as follows. State exceptional difficulty, there is none to my, there's a motion. It's pretty wordy. I'm sure you can figure it out. Is there a second?
A second.
A second.
Motion made in second. Now it's time for a discussion. We can have your, what's your pleasure? What do you think?
I'd like to hear the opinion of the chair.
I think it was laid out pretty well that you've got two oddly shaped lots, right? And it's kind of confusing for the homeowner. And I believe that the septic system's on that parcel right now. And it would, you know, that's quite a hardship, right? And now you're going to make two lots the same. So it makes sense, and it's kind of in harmony. It would, you know,
They'll become two of the bigger lots on the road.
Yeah. I mean, they're right there, some of the biggest lots. And the houses are, you know, fairly far apart. They're not, like, kissing each other. It's pretty spacious in there. And I don't know. I think that, you know, it makes a whole lot of sense, and it corrects a problem that they obviously discovered. That's my two cents.
I certainly agree with the chairman.
I move the question. Second.
What's that?
I move the question.
Second.
I agree.
Okay. So we want to take a roll call vote. So a roll call vote in favor would be, you know, just can we get a roll call vote in favor of, or opposed? In favor would be to grant the
great variance.
Favor.
Board member Butterworth.
Favor.
In favor?
Favor.
Favor.
The motion carries. All right. New business. We don't have any new business, right? Old business. The old business of the appointment of the alternate or the co-chair. There's no more meetings. Art's not going to be it. So next meeting, we'll have a full member. We did seek out our town attorney's opinion, and they concluded that we should not have an alternate be seated for the alternate. There's a couple of different opinions on that, but we're going with that. And so that's what it is. So we've been disbarred, Art.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for your service. So, anyway, you're next meeting we'll have election of officers, and we'll also be approving our meeting dates. So if we have a meeting, I mean, I think in the past, if we didn't have any business, we wouldn't have a meeting.
We'd just have a meeting.
As long as we had, whenever a meeting, let's say in January, February, the only one thing that had to be done was the public needs to know when the meeting dates were. So that's something that we would, you know, I don't think we can't probably vote on that right now. What I'm saying, the election of office is the only thing that we would come together for. But if we don't have a meeting until March, we would just have the election of officers just before that. I'm fine coming next month, but anyway, that's what we've done in the past, is to try to keep costs down and people in the house. But I'm fine with whoever comes, whatever your guys' pleasures.
I'm in favor of what you say.
Well, I don't remember what I said.
Basically, we don't really have to have a meeting.
Yeah, what I'm saying is before
until
we
actually have something to do.
Before we conduct any business, but the business would be, I would still open the meeting up, and then we'd have the election of officers, and then somebody else would take over if it's not me. I mean, that's kind of...
And then the meeting.
Correct. If you guys are okay with that.
I am.
Otherwise, we'll just meet next month.
You gotta have the meeting.
Are you have a problem with that?
I just want to bring... To your attention, the rules and procedures do state that the election
next month,
officers are in December. That is when you have the annual meeting. However, in
well, there
the past,
you go.
What we have done is if we didn't have any
applications.
Business December. We've put it off to January, but we held it in January irregardless if we've had business or not.
Just to get it out of the way.
Because we have to
supply the
information to the town clerk. So if we don't do it in December, we have to do it in January. So depending if we have an application or not, December.
We'll just meet a half hour early.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it has to be, but it has to be public. So, but anyway, what she's saying is if we have business, well, obviously that's a no-brainer. If we don't have business, we do it in January, and whether or not we have business.
Correct.
Okay.
That's a good idea. Okay, yeah, we know nothing against this, you know, but we save a little. We don't have to get you out, and, you know, our budget is skinny.
Well done.
Man, we're saving a lot of money. We never have any meetings, right? We have enough money for a party now.
Only one pizza, though.
All right, yeah. Plain. Okay, I think that's it. No other business. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Thank you.
Thank you, attorney.
Sorry for all the bumps, but, you know, you get it.